truma you have to wash up until the third knuckle. That's where the fingers are attached to your palm. That's all. The palm itself you did not have to wash. Just all the fingers, the length of your fingers, that's how far you have to wash. This is according to Rashi Shita. What about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim v'migdash? That's when the Kohen goes into the Beis HaMikdash, that he had to wash his yadayim v'raglayim, how much did he have there? How far up did he have to wash in the Beis HaMikdash? Also it says, ad ha-perek, up until the perek. So Rashi says, also minakir, ad ha-perek, Rashi says, ho-el-yoyim, mokom chibur ha-yazi azroi. Here you have to wash all the way down to where the palm like is attached to your arm. That's where we wash. And l'chila, that's the way we wash even l'chulin. We wash all the fingers and the palm also until where it's attached to your hand. So according to Rashi though, all you have, that this halach is again by the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'migdash, when the Kohen used to wash his yadayim v'raglayim in the base of migdash, ad ha-perek, that's to the third, that's the third shear up until where the your palm is attached to your arm. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So even though the Gemara keeps on saying ad aperek, Rashi mashmos each one means a further shear, a further one up. Now, Mer says also that v'chol dover shechoytzeitz betfila, the guf, when you have to go to the mikveh, anything that's on your body that makes a chatzitza that's dividing between you and the mikveh, anything like dirt or particles stuck on your body, you should know chaytzes matil shadoyin, the same thing when you wash your hands, you have to make sure there's nothing stuck on your fingers. The part that has to be washed, it has to be clean, there should be no chatzitza, nothing stuck and dividing between, that does not let the water go on your hands. And even the chulun, that's lochiyam, that koldovish chaytzes matfila, the guf, is chaytzes matil shadoyin lechulun. Even for washing your hands before you eat regular bread, also you have to make sure there's no chatzitza. You have to make sure if you don't need the bandage should be taken off. If you don't need it there, or something else stuck on your fingers, you should make sure they're off before you go to wash. Now, well, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim b'migdash is the same thing. There's also the chatzitza. When the Kohen used to wash his hands in the base of migdash, he has to make sure there's no chatzitza on the part of his hands as he has to wash. Now, Omar Rav says, Ad kan l'chulin, he used to point like to how far up do you have to wash for chulin. Rashi says, Maro hoye biyo the commercial prashti. Like Rashi learned the sugi before, like each one has a different shear. So according to Rashi, when Rav is saying now, Ad kan l'chulin means up until the middle knuckle. That's for just the beginning of the half of your fingers you have to wash. And Ad kan l'truma means all the fingers, so the third knuckle. That's how far up you have to wash hands before a Kohen wants a truma. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lechumra. Know that even for chulin also you have to wash hands up until the third knuckle. Rashi says, Shmuel Amar perek ha chulin via truma shavin ulechumra. The perek ha shlishi vusha begav hayad. That both of them have to go until the third knuckle to where the fingers are attached to the palm. That's what Shmuel holds. That even for chulun also you have to wash your fingers, all the fingers up until the palm. For Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis says, Ad kan bein lechulin bein letruma lekula. He goes lekula, Sheshis says, no. Even for truma it's enough to wash ends just until the second knuckle. You do not have to do all the fingers. Halfway of the fingers is also enough. That's where Sheshis went lekula. So Mar says, Oma bar hedya, that have a kamina kindly to Ravami. I was in front of Ravami. The Yom, and he said like this, Ad kan bein lechum bein lechuma lechumra. He also said like Rav, he also said like Shmuel, that you have to go lechumra, even for chulun also you have to wash until your third knuckle, according to Rashi Shita. Now the Gemara says, V'loy teima, don't say, that Ravami mishum de kayin hu, that since Ravami was a kayin, that's why him it didn't make a difference. He said lechumra, even for chulun also. Rashi says v'roga b'truma, since he was rogel eating truma, the figure therefore was the machmir alatzma lahagol af b'chulin kain k'deshi rogabo. But maybe because he was a kain, so he wanted to be rogel, always washing his hands so good. That's why I said this way. Don't think that way. So Rav Meshia bar bread Rav Yeshua ben Levi, have a Levi was a Levi. So Yarmani also said ad kan bein lechulin bein lechuma lechumra. So not only because he's a kain that's eating truma, even though it was only a Levi, did not eat truma. still he held that's the halacha. You have to be machmir even for chulin. You also have to wash hands up until the third knuckle. That's Rashi Shita. Avad Tosis argues, and this Tosis holds no, and that's our minig. The Avad Chilo, we have to make sure to wash hands all the way up until the palm, until where the palm is attached to the arm, where the hand is attached to the arm. We have to wash all the way up. Is that the less shita to pull a chumrah that even for chulin you have to wash all the way up? Omar Rav, noitel odom es shtei yodav shachris. A person can wash his two hands in the morning. Umas nalem, he can make it tonight. That kol ayam kuli, even though he doesn't want to eat bread throughout the day, and he's not going to have water where he is to wash his hands. Says lada be semach on the first nefil we made in the morning, and avadi shomer watches his hands throughout the day, not to become tummy, not to touch anything dirty. So then that first tefillah helps throughout the whole day. He's allowed to eat bread the rest of the day because of that first tefillah. This Amulu Rabavino Levini Tikto the Arvus going osun Lashikhlu Khumaya Mashadaika Mitsafra Vyasno Layu. But Lakuliyama. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue this on the next tape. We'll see clearly this new halacha. Just like a new halacha over here, exactly how to make a tanai in the morning, what type of natilu do you have to have to make a tanai that would help you for the whole day. Now just about the machlokes before between Rashi and Tosfos, the Mechaber brings down both shittas and kim and ksim and kuf samachal and sitkon dalid. The Mechaber says, shir natilu shadan kol ayad, how much of the hand do you have to wash? Your whole hand. Ad akon natul the yon, shol zroya. That's like Tosfos shita. The eighth, this for natilu shadayim luchulin. The yeshayim, then he brings down a second shita, ad mokem chibretz boyes akafayad, where the fingers are attached to the palm by the third knuckle, that's Rashi Shita. The Mechaber says, v'royu lini kadas harishon. We should be known that the first day, like Tosfos Shita, we wash hands from Tilo Shadoyim, we should wash our whole hand up until the arm. However, it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah, let's say b'shas hatzchak, you don't have enough water, you only have exactly mayim mitzumsim, then by the evidence you could be samech on Rashi Shita, just to wash hands until the end of your fingers. But Rav Adler Chachili is trying to use as much water as possible, because we know the more water you use, the bigger the bracha is, not to be stingy upon the water you use for Natilas Yadoyim. Alright, we'll stop here.